Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is in fact true. We do in fact live in troubled times. And once again, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to Carolyn Joe! That's right, it's Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe Carabam. I'm in fact a filmmaker, a photographer, a writer, definitely in the band Monday Mistress, but today, I'm a podcaster. Across me is one of the greatest minds I've ever met, one of the most creative, artistic, soulful, beautiful, enchanted. Her name is Carolyn Bilewski. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent.
We're about halfway through January 2017.
We're going to do it, man. We're going to do it.
We're doing it. We're doing it now. And this is the last week of the Obama presidency. On Friday,
we're in it.
We are introducing Trump into our lives as president.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's coming together.
Yep, it is definitely happening. And I don't really have much to say about it politically, but I don't know. I feel like everybody, the election, there was some crazy 2 years leading up to that.
My response right now is do something about it. Go out there and do something about it,
everybody. If you don't like it.
It's a time to do something. It's not time to, you know,
you know what,
talk
Joe?
About it. It's time
I'm
to
sorry,
do something about
I'm,
it.
I'm sorry about that, but it's too late.
I mean, no, it's never too late to do anything.
I mean, from one angle, it is never too late, but it's also like it's happening.
People need some motivation.
And people sat out the election, and that's what they get, you know? Like, I know the two candidates that we had, no one was really super enthused. I mean, I guess I take that back. I feel like people were more enthused about Trump than Hillary. But I guess the main states that Hillary was majorly active in is New York and California. But then the rest of the nation wasn't necessarily on her path. But you know,
birth of a nation. But you know, it's time for Carolyn's news.
It's time for the news. But yeah, that is a big thing in the news that's, you know, coming up this Friday. And I hope you guys had a really great Martin Luther King weekend. Some of you might have had a 3-day weekend and had yesterday off, and that's really awesome. I've never known what it's felt like to experience that in any of my professional life, because when I got out of school, Martin Luther King Day, I've always had to work on Martin Luther King Day. I don't think I've ever had that day off as a professional. So, I work mostly in advertising agencies, and I've had many jobs, and we've always had to work on Martin Luther King Day. So, you know, it is a special day. I listen to WPFW in the morning, and they play Martin Luther King speeches. So I listen to that, like, when I'm driving into work. But besides that, it's pretty much a normal day for me. It's not really, like, a holiday. But if you guys got to enjoy that and have the day off, then that's pretty awesome for you. But also,
that's pretty awesome for you. I like whenever people tell me, people are always telling the good fortune, all the great stuff that's happening in their life.
Good for you.
And the only thing I can really respond with is like, you know, good for you, I guess. Thank you. I mean, thanks for sharing your good fortune and news.
Well, honestly, I really feel like
good,
a lot of
good stuff.
And I know that there's might be some Martin Luther King events and parades going on, but most people really don't think about him on that day off. It's really just kind of a free day off for most people, and
they're all waiting for their Malcolm X day. That's why.
I don't think that will ever come, Joe.
Why not? Why wouldn't there
There's already one day, and that's Martin Luther King.
Oh, there can just only be one. They can only choose one guy.
Can only be one.
They're going to choose one guy to celebrate.
Pretty much. When would Malcolm X Day be?
Well, why is Martin Luther King Day? Why was it chosen on that date?
Because that's his birthday.
Okay, then there you go.
So, I mean, why don't you, if you think that there should be a Malcolm X Day, why don't you petition that? Why don't you make that happen, since you're all about making things happen?
Well, because for one thing, my thought process is maybe it's just for the schools, but in the way my life works, it really is probably just not going to affect me as much.
I mean, I really don't think about Malcolm X. Ever.
I mean, do you think about Martin Luther King?
I think about him more than Malcolm X.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
because he's more prominent. Malcolm X kind of came at it more from a radical standpoint. I don't know if the government's going to approve of that.
See, I always divided it like in two ways. I mean, now we're looking at it now with this comparison that I'm about to give absolutely makes no sense. But imagine if this was maybe like in the 90s or early 2000s, or maybe just not this year or the past 2 years. But I always divided Malcolm X. Malcolm X, to me, is Richard Pryor. And Martin Luther King was Bill Cosby. But now that doesn't work anymore.
No, it does not.
It doesn't work anymore. But that's the idea.
Martin Luther King did was a womanizer, so I don't know if that kind of... That might still count, but maybe not like a womanizer
But you know what I'm saying? It's still comedians doing... They were telling some great jokes and influencing people, but like Richard Pryor is more on the edge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
and
why?
Sometimes you got...
But why don't they do a Richard Pryor Day?
Why would they do a Richard Pryor Day is the real question.
I don't know. I feel like that would be better than a Malcolm X.
Why do people need days?
Because it's celebrating the Black Power movement.
We're that celebrating today is the day that they took over.
That would be the Malcolm X Day, pretty much.
No,
right?
It wouldn't. Yeah. It would not be that. It would
I
not
think
be
it would.
That.
I don't
That's
know.
That's not what it was.
What would it be then? Just his birthday? Like... I don't know. It's getting too political.
It's not political at all.
What is it?
It's governmental. It's equal. It's getting too equal is what it is.
Everybody needs their day. That's why they have a birthday. I guess that's what it amounts to. But not many people get like a whole day off and a whole government holiday on their birthday. So I guess that's what makes
I mean, they both got assassinated. They both got assassinated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just give anyone who got assassinated a day? Why not?
Does JFK have a day? No.
Doesn't he have a day?
No.
What? Why doesn't he? What? Think about. Are you
he
sure?
He does not have a day.
What day does he have?
He has nothing. He has President's Day. He's lumped in with all the other presidents.
Oh, so basically, instead of Martin Luther King, we're really just doing this as Black Day.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
But they had to put it under.
But
a person's
it's like
name.
Black Freedom Day.
Black Freedom Day.
But why don't they actually just call it that?
Freedom Blacks on Slavery Day.
I mean,
because it's not true. That's why.
I don't know. It's pretty intense.
Tell me if it's true. Someone tell me. Call me up. Call up 505-555-65.
Okay. And so back to the news. So, you know, Inauguration Day is Friday, and your band Monday Mistress is playing in D.C. for the first time ever in the district. You're playing at The Pinch
at
11 p.m.
That's right.
So for those of you that are there to protest or there to celebrate...
Cause a ruckus with us.
If you want to party to some rock music, come on out to The Pinch this Friday at 11 p.m. There's other bands that are playing throughout the night there too, right?
That is true. That's true.
So that is exciting. And then the following Friday, you have another gig on, January 27th?
January 27th, 9:30. We're playing at the Velvet Lounge. Was it U Street? On U Street.
In Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C., U Street, that great street of music. All this great, awesome stuff. But the Velvet Lounge, another great venue.
Yeah.
So definitely check us out there.
Also in January, the following day, that Saturday, the 28th, you have a film that's in the Rosebud Film Festival. So congrats on that.
You have a film in there too. You worked on that film as well.
The Magic Trick.
That's right.
So I think it's playing at 3 p.m., but they're playing 20 different films that day.
Yeah, it's a short film. So definitely go there and watch a whole bunch of other awesome, amazing films. But it's also nominated for an award. So
now
how do you get
the award?
I guess
the audience vote?
I mean, the only way I feel like you win an award is if whoever reaches the finish line the fastest, right?
I don't know.
That's how you rank them.
I mean, there's all different
you
ways
rank
you
them
can
like that. That's
judge
the only,
people.
That's the only way.
Whoever finishes the fastest, that would be the shortest film then.
Whoever
right?
whoever lifts the most, whoever scores the most points, that's how you win, right?
How do you get points?
I don't know. I'm not up to that. But I'm really happy that it's playing there. Magic Trick is it's an awesome film. Basically, the story about a magician that's trying to make a sad girl smile.
Cool. So where is Rosebud Film Festival playing? Is that Roslyn?
It's gonna be at the Roslyn Spectrum Theater.
Okay, cool. I don't think you've ever had a film play there, so that's exciting.
I don't even think I've ever been there. Have I been there?
You might have.
Let me ask my agent at the window, saying no.
Oh, okay.
Waving no. Shaking their head no.
I haven't been there. But also that same film earlier this year, or I guess not earlier this year because we're already in January, but last year you won Best in Show.
Yeah, at the Clifton Film Fest.
Yeah, at Clifton Film Fest. So, you know, that's It's pretty good.
And I felt bad I wasn't able to go to that screening, but I'm definitely going to go to this screening.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll dress up. Why not?
And hang out with all these other filmmakers, be all swanky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're all swanky.
You're also fashionable and swanky. But I did go to the Nova Film Fest, and I saw Try, a film that you worked on.
Yeah, I was the second unit creative director. Yeah. Not creative director, creative supervisor. I mean,
there was some swankiness going on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So are you going to dress up on that day?
You know me. If there's an opportunity to dress up, I might as well dress up.
I mean, I feel like at this point, we don't get that many opportunities to go full out, like, crazy Hollywood.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do it and your film's, like, nominated for a film festival, you might as well do it.
I would like to take this news opportunity to announce that I did buy 6 pairs of pants.
Congrats.
I have 6 pairs.
Oh,
pair.
My gosh.
I realized... after one of my recent shoots, I don't know, just the way that I shoot really thrashes my pants. I don't know what it is about the way it's like my,
you're pretty active.
The way I work and the way I shoot, the way I move, for some reason, my shoes, I mean, I got new, better shoes that can handle my action, but shoes and my pants get really like thrashed really fast. Like they get holes or they get worn out really fast. So I was looking forever for those pants and I found $15 pants, amazing pants. That fit, that are not overly baggy, because that was a big criticism of my lack of, or my not wanting to give up on that baggy style.
Mm-hmm. I think you were wearing baggy pants for so long that it actually makes you look heavier than you actually are.
Well, I think also because before I was so accustomed to just having pants that were so loose like that,
mm-hmm.
that like I was like, those are just the sizes I was always getting. I'll just get, okay, it feels loose and stuff, but then I guess I lost some weight, so it became to look really baggy on me. And then, yeah. Then my pants were literally falling down. So I'm very proud of that fact that I was
able to pop. You were looking like a teenager.
I had to dig. I went everywhere to find these pants, and I actually found them at Old Navy. I mean, that's in my price range. $15.
$15 pants.
Back to the old. What is it? Pride and True. Whatever the phrasing.
I don't think Old Navy works for me anymore. I think I've outgrown it.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard for me just to find these sizes too. For me, I had to like legit dig.
Maybe not outgrown it, like,
I mean, all I got was
physically, but
two,
mentally.
Probably, but like, what am I looking for? I'm looking for like basic navy colored pants. But I bought 6.
So what colors did you get? All different colors?
2 gray, 2 black, and 2 dark blue. Oh. And those are basically all the colors I wear. That's all a guy really needs if they're not wearing jeans.
I mean, that's all you need for sure.
It is. It is.
So do we have a question for this week's big question?
We do have a question. It is now time for the Carolyn and Joe answer the big question. So.
We had like so much dead air there. I was like, man, so, the question is, I don't know what it is yet, folks. Joe knows before me. I'm keeping it fresh. What is the question, Joe?
I'm gonna just gravitate this question to like an overall to everything. We got a question from Lindsay Turner. If you guys know who that is, go look her up. So I'm gonna open this up to like basically everything that involves us. But she catered it towards my photo shoots or shooting in general. She says, "Have you ever experienced paranormal activity on a photo shoot?" So I would like to just retract on a photo shoot. And just put, have you ever experienced paranormal activity? I mean, I could still say on a shoot in general, but whatever.
Didn't you do a couple of shoots that were like ghost hunters?
That were meant style? To be paranormal, to hunt down paranormal, yeah. But we'll open this question up for you. You'll attack this question first, Carolyn. Have you ever experienced anything paranormal? Now let's really break down this question. Paranormal, Carolyn, is what?
Something otherworldly.
Something like aliens?
See, now this is where I actually don't know the exact definition of what it would mean, because it usually, I guess, means like ghosts or another world.
Yeah.
And I don't know how aliens relate to paranormal.
Well, what is like if you watch like that movie, Paranormal Activity, right?
Yeah.
We saw that.
Isn't that
like
a ghost and a demon?
Yeah, I guess, or it was like a demon or something you just didn't see.
Now, okay, well, you know, we did record a Carolyn and Joe Show podcast a while ago. I don't even know what number it is. You'd have to dig deep in our archives. It might be in the first 150 episodes or so. But we definitely did a podcast about how we saw a UFO. So I don't know if we should retell that story, but I'm just letting you know that that story is out there. And I don't necessarily think I'm ever going to see one again. If I do see a UFO again, then I'm kind of excited to see it, but I'm not predicting that I will ever see one again, but whatever we saw was definitely weird that night. But yeah, if you're interested in that podcast, look it up in the archives. But as far as like paranormal ghosts and spirits and some type of demons, I mean, sadly, I have to say... Sadly, I really have to say that I have not experienced it, but I have heard stories from other people that I can kind of tell. I mean, the thing is, I've definitely felt like maybe presence. Not like presence, like gifts.
Like, Christmas presents?
But like a presence. Like, I haven't actually seen a spirit or like some type of ghost or... like a gray haze in terms like that, but I have felt presence.
Now that's sometimes. Like, so like alien and stuff, that doesn't count as paranormal, or can we count that as paranormal?
That's what I'm saying. I gave that one example of the UFO. We did see a few UFOs in the sky.
I guess we can retell slightly for people later on.
But I do feel like paranormal is something that's like ground level with you. I don't know what the exact definition of paranormal is. Dictionary style.
Well, let me find it out.
But
let's find out what paranormal actually means.
But I haven't had like a full on.
It's not on my contact list. I know that.
I'm just saying I haven't had like a full on, like straight up ghost story. Like I have not experienced that. But I will say like my family dog died when I was in college, and I do remember seeing like. I guess they called a shadow person, but in this case, it would be a shadow dog.
Oh, and let me.
And I saw a gray spot that was not necessarily a full form of the dog, but it was about his same size, about 20 pounds little dog. And I saw him jump up to the sofa the way he normally would jump up. And, you know, I'm not saying that that was necessarily him, but it was definitely like a blur that was like, that's a little weird.
All right, so according to the internet, the wonderful, perfect source that is the internet, paranormal is denoting events or phenomenon such as telekinesis or clairvoyance that are beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding.
Hmm. Okay.
So basically...
basically anything really, really weird that happened.
Basically, it's like a UFO of the mind.
So, I mean, okay, I have... See, at first, my first reaction was like, no, I haven't straight up, like, seen a ghost... like I haven't seen like an aberration.
But basically, it's just like something you don't understand. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, I guess something that's not explained by science.
Science.
So I mean, okay. So I did see like my dog as like a little gray poof, not even a poof, but like a gray cloud maybe like jump up to the sofa when I and it was a quick flashing of my head like looking at the sofa, and I was like, whoa, was that just him jumping on there? I mean, he was long gone. So there was that. I don't know if he's still hanging around. I know that my parents have seen like his face in clouds and in a tree before.
Yeah.
So like I don't know if that counts as a paranormal thing. I don't know what level of paranormal you would count that as. And then I will also include, now that I'm really digging deeper in my memory, there was an incident where I was driving home from work one day, and it was one of those situations where I go straight and then the other person's turning, but then the other person's like, you know, turning left when I'm like in the middle type deal of an intersection.
Yeah.
And it was like a close call, you know, like, and I remember seeing like a flash of like, or maybe it was just my eyes closing. I don't know. It was one of those things that happened so suddenly that like, you're like, oh, what was that? And like, you know, like nothing, none of our cars didn't touch. There was no actual accident. Like, I kept going straight, but maybe, like, part of me was, like, because I saw, you know, I was like, oh, they could be coming. I hope they don't hit me, whatever, and, like, I'm still going, you know? But then, like, maybe an angel came and, like, kind of, like, scooted the cars an extra inch to, like, you know, give it some room. I don't know. I remember seeing, like,
The angels came down, like, not yet.
I remember
hold
seeing,
up,
like...
hold your horses.
Yeah, I remember seeing, like, a kind of white flash... like, again, this is stuff that's like milliseconds. It's not even like a full-on second, like one Mississippi. That's a second. It was just like a flash. And I do remember, like, you know when you're like, oh, like it gets tight and you're like, oh, it's too close for comfort next to another car. And so I do remember seeing like a little flash, or maybe it was the sun glare, my eyes like going, like blinking a little bit from like being like, don't crash, you know.
So it wasn't a flash from the car, from the other car?
I see, that's the thing. I wasn't definitive enough to be like, that was definitely an angel that saved me.
Well, how would you really ever?
But I think like,
it's almost like, I feel like sometimes people had to be in a certain mindset to like experience it, or to like be knowledgeable, or to try to give some sort of conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, my mind was just like, I'm going straight, I'm going home. Like, you know, I wasn't thinking, like, I wasn't looking around, like, where's my guardian angel?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what type of moment that was, but that could have been something. The only other story as far as, like, unpredictability, I guess this goes with ESP and some type of precognition I have, because I do have a lot of precog things that happen. A lot of them's, like, small stuff. It's not anything huge, like, oh, I can predict these major world events. It's not necessarily like stuff like that, but like small stuff I've been able to predict, or just like feelings off a person. I'm like, oh man, I bet this person's gonna do this, you know, like, and then that thing happens, and it's like, you know, just small emotional stuff. But I one of my highlights of having those type of moments was again at a different job. Every morning I would pass by this kind of old looking Wendy's, and it looked like it was from the 70s. I guess part of it had, like, I've never been inside, but I guess part of it had like a charm that's like, oh, that looks like it's old, but it didn't really look updated. And every morning for, you know, a couple of years, I was like, you know, every time I drove by it, I was like, man, there's that old Wendy's, you know. like
you're like, wow, look at that old Wendy's.
I mean, I'm like, oh, it looks like from the 70s. Because, I don't know, it looks like...
Wendy's in general is sort of like that type of
era. It kind of is
era,
old school,
anyway.
But that one looked extra old school. But one day in particular, I remember even, like, driving home, and I was like, man, they really need to rebuild it. Like, I had a thought of, like, besides more of just saying that it's old looking, like, I actually thought, I was like, man, they need to rebuild that thing. That thing's getting to be kind of, like... And I'm all about, like, some old-school vintage stuff. I'm not saying that everything has to be new and prissy, but, like, that it was just looking unappealing, especially compared to the environment and shopping center it was around. It just stood out as old-looking and stiff and dusty or something.
Yeah.
And but one particular day, even driving to and from, I was like, man, they really need to renovate that place.
They need to renovate this Wendy's here.
Yeah, and so the next morning, I'm seeing fire trucks. I see the place taped up with yellow caution tape. And apparently, I don't know if there was, I don't know what type of fire it was, if the kitchen got on fire or what, but basically that Wendy's burnt down. And now they have rebuilt a new Wendy's.
Exactly how you planned it.
So maybe I can, like, do things with my mind. I have no idea. But, like, even in my career, there are certain things that, like, definitely everything that I've really actually wanted in my career so far, besides, like, you know, major things, like, maybe I'll throw it out there. You know, I'd love to have a balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade of one of my characters for cartoons.
It would be awesome, like, basically to do like a not a hijack situation, but all of a sudden just like you just make your own balloon. And then you just have it like,
and I'm like, I'll just run into the parade.
Yeah, you just do like a drive by or like a run in. You do like a run in, but it's your balloon.
Yeah.
It comes from like the sky and just comes down and settles like in line.
And Matt Lauer's like, oh, what is this
balloon? This is a.
He's like flipping through his sheets and stuff. He's like,
apparently we don't.
I do not see this balloon in the list. This is out of order.
I don't know what this, but it does. It seems very much like Toast of the Town from Curls' comic strip. She's not on this list here, but well, I guess she really wanted it. So now it's now just arriving, approaching, cutting in line in front of Snoopy. Toast of the Town. Everyone here is going nuts. The number one comic strip in the world has now just landed and interrupted Macy's Day Parade.
I mean, that would be a dream. But like, you know, smaller stuff in my career that I've wished for, it's mostly happened. So that's kind of interesting. I guess if you put it, there is that type of thinking. I forget what it's called, but I've heard about people say there's like this type of thinking that you, when you put something out into the atmosphere, into the environment, and that it will come back to you, you know, like that type of, you know, I don't know,
way of thinking. So do you think some people are like that? We're like, I want to see some of these ghosts. I want to see some ghosts. I want to see some of this weird stuff happen.
I mean, I definitely have heard stories of people, like, especially I've heard of young children that can...
Some young G's?
Some young G's that they... G's. They can gravitate the ghosts to, like, appeal to them. And I've heard stories, like, I've heard people talk about how they've seen Civil War soldiers.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know if that's a Virginia thing, but like I've heard several people say that they've seen Civil War.
Do you soldiers. Think like in New York, New York sees like gangsters, old gangsters and they stuff might. Like walking around?
I have no idea, but like, you know, how crazy is that? Like you're driving down this road, it's like a little bit dark and you just see like some Confederate soldier just like standing there. Like I've heard those type of stories and that's very prominent. It's not just like one person saying that, like. I've definitely had a handful of people saying that. I've had a coworker that was talking about how one apartment that she lived in, like the doors would shut and open and close and the radio would turn on and off at like different times. And it was like, I don't know. And then like there was a jewelry box that would turn on and it's just like creep. Like to me, that's pretty creepy. And I know that she was creeped out by that. But yeah, it's like, I don't know how that all works. I mean, I have had like weird radio frequencies where like I'm listening to the radio and it has just like went out, but then it's on. But I don't know. It's weird. I guess I had that in my old car.
But like you pass by like a certain like segment of North Virginia and it goes out and it comes back in.
Yeah, I don't think that was a ghost though. I don't know how the frequencies.
It's a frequency ghost maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they're just like enough of this. Like change the channel. Like I don't know.
See, that's my idea of how ghosts, because like, you know, like people assume, all right, so I mean, yeah, I've filmed for like some ghost shows, ghost hunter shows like back in the day, and yeah, I feel like we did experience quote unquote, I guess, paranormal activity stuff.
It's hard. You guys were like hunting it down.
Yeah, we were hunting it down. We were doing, you know, you got those segments where you have like a light or a flashlight and a pen flashlight and you set it on a bed and turn off the lights and you ask the ghosts, show us a sign, ghosts, and they want to turn the light off and on and stuff like that.
See, I've never actually like...
I've experienced that.
I've never had like a seance or like talked to like the ghost to be like, turn on the light, ghost. Like I've never like talked to any ghost. Like I've never tried.
See, I've experienced that like firsthand.
But that's you trying. Have you ever?
That's not me trying. I mean, yes, that's not me. But I'm like they're filming it or trying to.
Yeah, film but it have you ever like tried to like get a ghost to come out like on your own?
See, here's the thing about that. It's like me in my day to day life. If I'm focused on a task, and if I'm trying to get something done in my day, like I usually am, I don't want someone bothering me. Now I feel like. Unless these ghosts or apparitions or whatever they want to be classified as, the undead or the ghost, the beyond beings or whatever, the people stuck in purgatory, roaming the lands, whatever you want to call them, I feel like they got stuff to do in their day too. And like I feel like when I watched Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and they're like doing like the, you know, they apparently Bill and Ted like died, spoilers, during the second one. And they're roaming the lands like as like ghosts, and then they went back to like their parents' house, and they're doing like a Ouija board, and they're trying to summon people, and then like that's why they got called, they got like pulled into like their underworld because of that. I feel like that's probably what we're doing whenever anyone is trying to summon a ghost or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like unknowingly, we're like
you're opening a portal.
We're screwing up their day. Because they're like, you know, it's like you're all of a sudden just being sucked through this portal, and you're like, "What the hell? I was trying to fix this Wendy's. I was hearing what Carolyn was trying to say, and I want to spark a fire for myself, but now I can't because this person has a Ouija board trying to screw up my life. Now I need to seek revenge on them because I was trying to do my own job. That's what I feel is happening. It's like I feel like I'm not me. I don't want to go and summon them. Because they probably have stuff to do too. You know what I mean? Why am I gonna be like, hey? I'm not gonna like, you know what? What can you do on Facebook? You can tap them or poke.
poke the ghost.
You're like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Come on, let's.
Well, on Snapchat, you literally tap the ghost.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
It's called tapping a ghost.
So this is what's so surprising. You know what's so surprising now? Because we have so many cameras. Everyone has a freaking camera. Everyone has. You can post it live. You know what I mean? There's not one social media in which you can't like do something live. And are you telling
Twitter.
Me? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can post something live.
You can.
Yeah, you can still show something. You upload it fast. But with all these like bona fide live experiences that we have, are you saying no one is freaking be like, we got a ghost right here? Let me show this live.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they're probably not even paying attention. They're too busy looking at their pimply ass face or whatever.
Actually,
or their overly made up foundation face.
You know, one of my coworkers took a ghost hunting tour in West Virginia. I guess it was near Harper's Ferry. And she got pictures back later, and the pictures had like an orb in them.
But see, that's the thing with like, we have all these orbs, right? And, you know, we would see these orbs on when you watch Ghost Hunter shows, when you follow the playback or you're watching it like in 3D, or not 3D, but like in night vision, and you see things floating around, and then you're like, oh, is that an orb? You know what I mean? You're like, do you decipher all this and you see that? It's like, there is an orb. But like, it goes back to that Men in Black, like when you get hit by the deneuralizer, it's like, yeah, maybe it's like it's the flash ricocheting off the lens and hitting a dust beam, and then now you have an orb or something like that.
Yeah.
I can cause an orb in my lens too. It's hard to debunk these things. I mean, it's easy to debunk these things.
Yeah.
I remember watching like on Taps or Ghost Hunters when you watch like when they go to one of the prisons or one of like the scary psych wards.
Penitentiaries.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like the highest amount of activity I've ever seen is like, and I think I don't even know what it was from, because I remember I started watching that because CM Punk was on one of the Ghost Hunter shows. And
it was
like
a Halloween special.
The Halloween stuff, and they watched it, and it was live. See, that's like, they're doing this live. I was like, why is no one else doing these ghost hunting things live? Or maybe no one's telling me about it, but they should do it live. It's gold. It's gold right now.
I remember I watched one of the Ghost Hunters, and somebody's backpack got pulled.
Yeah, that's the stuff. See, I saw that.
I was like, what?
But I remember, like, you'd see, like, a ball move, and you're like, you'd wait, like, 5 hours for this live ghost hunter, and you see, like, this ball move. You're like, oh, my God, a ball! The ball moved! It moved!
Do you think they have, like, setup shots where, like, there's, like, they'll attach, like, a fishing line or something to the backpack and then, like, pull it?
I feel like my thought process towards that is you're there for so long, and you're filming all types of stuff. You're like, I'm going to see a shadow, or let me... this light here is blinding or something like that. I'm like, after a while, it's like you don't want to leave without something happening. And like,
there are long periods of time on those live Halloween shows. I don't know if they still even do that, but they're like out there for 6 hours. But I remember watching them. There's like nothing happens really in like an hour and a half.
You know, what's so great is that when it was live, you know, Taps or Ghost Hunters Live, and they'd have like a multiple feed, like on like if you join them like online,
uh-huh.
Or they would also get like notifications from each other to like, and they'd say like, CM Punk thought he saw something in the corner, or like people would live
it's like a
tweet
pop-up video,
yeah, or yeah, like people would live can live, like tweet back and like, I think I saw an eyeball, you know, like, and then they would
floating eyeball.
They would get the message too, and they'd be like, Johnny Sort 465 says he saw an eyeball, let's go back over there, hurry before it's gone.
There's a ghost.
See, that's
there.
What I want.
That's just a floating eyeball.
That'd be horrible. But that's what I want to see with this live Why is it not Facebook Live Paranormal? And then, can you imagine?
Why don't we have that show?
I would love to see the comments. Oh, the comments, because you comment on the live one. People are like, this is fake as shit. I'm here. I've been watching for 3 hours. Nothing's happening.
But you know what? People that do tell me their ghost stories, I seriously believe them. I'm like, they're very convincing. And I feel like they wouldn't be making them up. Same thing, like, my mom has a ghost story, and I think I've told it here on the podcast, but, like, my mom's not a type of person who, like, lies and makes up stories and stuff like that. If she saw what she saw, I'm gonna believe her. Like, she doesn't lie like that, you know? Like, she's not that type of person. And I've known her forever, so it's, you know, there. You know how there are some people that just make up shit? You know, like, my mom's not like that, so... You know, and She hasn't had, like, it's not like she has a ton of ghost stories. She only has, like, one, you know?
But see, I feel like there's a division between ghost stories and, like, alien stuff. Like, I'm not afraid of, like, the ghost things because I'm like, okay, those are just humans, whatever.
Or hopefully, but if they're in your house, if they were, like, really close to you or in your bedroom, that I don't know about you, but that might freak me out.
Yeah, it would, because it's a freaking stranger. No matter what, I don't want something I don't know 2 inches away from my face.
And you're sleeping or something, and then it's like there. See, that's, I think, creepy.
Yeah, why do they gotta get two inches away from my face? I feel like, see, if I was a ghost and I'm still walking around here, like, what would you really do? What would you do? Like, my job here is to spook you? That's a stupid job.
Well, maybe they want you out of their house. You always hear those stories that they're like, get out of my house.
Yeah, and then what are they going to do with the house?
I don't know. They want the house.
And then what?
But aren't usually someone
has to pay for this house.
But are the ghosts? I think there can be friendly ghosts because obviously Casper, but like, is.
Most, obviously.
But most ghosts, you know, I feel like maybe they were tormented in some way and they still have a connection to that location. Or maybe
unfinished business, right?
Or maybe, you know, they just see you once and then they leave. You know, like they just want to check out who's the new owner.
Yeah, they're like, I'm just gonna make sure it's all put together still.
I'm just gonna make sure everything's good here and then I'll leave. You know, because they're like, I originally owned this land back in the Civil War, and now I'm gonna see how it's like in 2017 and then leave.
I'm intrigued to think that, like, you know, maybe back in the day there was like a lot of ghosts running around, because I'm assuming if we're breaking this down towards math, they like exist in a certain frequency. Mm-hmm. And then what if like the advancement of all of our internet and all of our other like radio frequencies had just knocked them out
it cancels them out.
It just like, they're like, I used to be able to move around, but now all these things are burning me.
But you know, also another thing that's interesting is in the South and a lot of historical houses, because I guess, you know, technically, even though as much as I'm probably a big time Yankee up in the North, like technically we live in a Southern state. So, you know, and the South is alive and well in parts of Virginia, maybe not necessarily where we are right outside of DC, but, you know, I spent 4 years in Richmond and it's a whole nother land down there. Cause that is like the capital of the South. It's the capital of the Confederacy. So, you know, when you go down there, you hear all these stories, and they have tons of historical buildings, and there's a lot of history down there, and there's a lot of death that happened down there. So do you think that ghosts are very prominent in the South? Because I feel like there's a lot of Southern ghost stories and a lot of weird goings-on that happen. There's a rich history down there.
I would like to think that anywhere where there was a lot of death or a lot of like, you know, maybe there's a door or something like that, a pathway.
Like a knock three times, like Beetlejuice thing where you draw an outline of a chalk.
Or whatever, you know what I mean? Something like that, that there's probably going to be a good amount of you know, free walkers. We're going to call them free walkers now.
I mean, I don't know. There's something I like about ghosts. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want them near me when I'm sleeping or tormenting me or something like that.
Well, it's great because the idea is we still don't have an idea what ghosts actually look like. Yeah, we have little drawings or something like that.
Some people have seen them, though. Some people have seen, like, straight up, you know, I guess misty-looking visions of real humans.
Yeah.
You know, and I have never seen that level of a ghost before. And I actually think it would be, like, you know, mentally I'm like, oh, that'd be so cool to see. But then, like, in real life, if I saw that, I'd probably scream or be shocked for a moment.
But what if you saw chill. What if you saw it five times?
Then I might get used to it.
And then you saw it six times, and you're just like, okay, you're what, like, do you want?
I'm living with you now.
Yeah, you're like, can you pay rent at least? Oh, you can't. You're a ghost. Give me that money. Oh, it's not real. It's ghost money.
I mean, it might be cool to have a ghost in the house, like if they helped you clean or something.
I think it'd be awesome. My thinking is this probably is like a ghost society, you know, existing in this, like the, like, you know, just like there's different universes or different mental universes and stuff like that. There's a ghost universe where it's the same thing, but it's just like every era still is existing at once. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh yeah, if you can somehow get in tune with a different wavelength of different time, it's like, oh, you can exist. You can check out what's happening with the people who passed, who are still here, and then they're still playing billiards at the arcade and all this stuff. It just, you can just keep on going down. That'd
maybe because they've been renovating all these buildings and stuff. Maybe the ghosts have kind of went away in Northern Virginia.
Well, maybe if you think about too,
where do they go?
It's like, how far can these ghosts really go back and exist too? It's like, are you gonna have ghosts of like Native Americans and animals that are running around here? Maybe. How much further will it,
what about dinosaur ghosts?
Dinosaur, yeah, exactly. Dinosaur ghosts are probably so scary, dude. They're probably the most frightening thing you've ever seen. See, well, yeah, why limit it to humans?
Why?
You, all of a sudden you go, you're like, that's a freaking brontosaurus ghost just roaming around.
Yep.
That's probably more frightening. See, I feel like,
has anybody seen a dinosaur ghost? That would be a question.
Yeah, why are we only seeing human ghosts? Because it's not like they're not, why are we not seeing insects? Like, can you imagine that, all the insects that have died and then they come back as ghosts and they're still roaming around? That would be so freaking scary. It would just be blinded with like just these apparition insects flying around because there's so many.
But I did see that shadow figure of my dog.
It's true.
But I don't, you know, again, what if that was just like some haze and like the light coming in and...
Or, yeah, the fog hitting perfectly with the light shining, yeah, back
and then,
focus.
And then like a glare of my glasses or something.
Yeah, I mean...
It could have been just something like that, and it was like a little flash that was like, whoa.
See, that's the tricky thing about when I'm wearing glasses. Sometimes I feel like I see things. I'm just like, oh yeah, it's probably just the reflection of the shine of the edge of my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay.
Maybe that's what the angel during that car thing was too.
They moved so fast.
It was so fast. It was milliseconds. So at that point, you know, I've never seen a fully formed figure. That's what I'm getting at. So it's, you know, it's all debatable as to like, oh yeah, that was definitely a ghost, or an angel.
Why are we not gonna have, you know, if you have zombies? Does that mean those zombies don't have ghosts? What if the ghosts of the zombies come back to kill the zombie? That would be awesome.
I don't know. Have you seen angels, though? The angels is like a whole nother thing that I feel like could be under the paranormal category.
Probably is. Something that you can't explain visually.
Yeah, people don't talk about them very often. People are all talking about ghosts and stuff. But what about angels? Like, I'm sure people have had a moment where, like...
What if they're the same? Why aren't they the same?
I don't know. I think angels... are spirits that may have already deceased, like a ghost too, but they have an actual mission.
Yeah, they got a job.
They actually are working.
They got a wardrobe and they got like a W-9 and everything.
Yeah, and
heaven has a pretty good like life insurance policy, like health insurance.
I'm like all about those angels though, because I feel like there's something really cool about them.
I'm still a believer that all that stuff, if you think it happened once, it probably did happen before. Like, angels, true. You know, why not? Does it hurt?
But you don't
think
see them, like, walking around.
But why? Well, maybe you do. You can't account for everyone you see.
Well, so some people just wearing plain clothes are just angels walking around?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
That's perfectly fine.
How come they don't wear their robe and they're not, like, a white flash?
Because we
halo.
Because it's 2017.
They're like, we need to mix in, folks.
They're like, no, they're probably more, they're like, we don't have to wear this. Like, this is what they just drew. This is what they drew of us back in the Renaissance. You know, it's like
this a little cherub.
You're like, this makes sense in the fashion back then, but I'm going to wear, you know, it's like in the 90s, I was wearing Janko. It's just like, what? They'd be up to date with what's happening now.
But there are like good humans that are living right now that are angels that do good deeds.
Yeah, or saints.
Yeah. But what about, so how can you determine how different they are versus an actual paranormal angel?
It doesn't even really matter. I guess their purpose is what matters. Maybe a ghost is just a ghost is maybe like
a wannabe zombie.
Like an apparition zombie that's just like, I've got no place to go. And then the undead is like the living version of that. But then like the angels are the ones that are like, but angels can cross over though. They can easily cross
over.
They
can go back to heaven.
And integrate, you know? Yeah, they're like, you know, the messengers and the warriors.
That's very interesting. I like angels. I want to do something with angels. Like, I don't know what it will be, like a story or something. I've had a couple thoughts in my head, like, from the past few years about angels, but I'm not as, you know, it's not like I see them all the time or anything like
that.
Maybe
you do.
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Remember, you can't account for everyone you see.
Maybe I do. You don't know who you're really looking
at. They walk amongst us, man. they walk among, if the angels walk among us, then so do the demons or the other sides.
But even aliens, you know what though? I see a lot of aliens.
Yeah.
Illegal aliens.
How do you know if they're legal? Those are the real life paranormals.
The illegals.
If you're looking at stuff that makes no sense, that's what's happening these days. A whole lot of paranormal activities just happen. Yeah. You're like looking at this, like this doesn't make any sense.
I'm like, I'm seeing them everywhere.
Yeah, I can't explain the things that are happening in today's world right now.
They're all lined up outside that new Wendy's that just burnt down.
So like to answer that question for me, then if I've experienced any paranormal activity during a photo shoot, yes, because all the stuff that I'm looking at makes no sense. And I can't put any story back
into
it.
There's no science behind it.
It's just all this weird, makes none of it makes sense.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Thanks, Lindsay, for that. So is do you think we covered that pretty well? Or did you have any other stories of that you've seen ghosts or angels for you personally, Joe?
The only thing I can actually like personally and on the record and legitimately say is that I did see those alien orbs.
The UFOs.
Or the UFOs in the sky. I can clearly, yeah, maybe in the Ghost Hunter show, I did see that stuff, and that's great. And I did watch a light bulb, and I did watch something get pulled, and blah, blah, and people saying stuff. But for some reason, the aliens, the seeing those three orbs on a cycle or motion or whatever.
They were in a triangle formation.
Yeah. I can at least say that I saw that and I took I took photos of that.
But the photos don't prove anything.
The
even
photos
though we
prove
did...
they're exactly what I should have took video. That's the problem with that. I should have taken a video of that.
Next time. See, now you'll be prepared if there ever is a next time, which, like I said earlier in the show, I don't know if there will ever be a next time that
we
see a UFO.
That's why it's so strange that with all this technology and phones and all this live stream, that there's nothing.
But then people can blame it on some type of CGI. You know, people can be like, oh, that's CGI. It's so easy to write everything off now at this point.
Yeah, that's the biggest cover-up CGI.
It's almost like you have to just believe people that tell their stories.
But like, see, that's the one legit thing I can say is I legit saw those orbs, man.
I mean, I saw them too. I was with you.
They were doing alien formations. They were hovered above us, and they saw us, and they're like, oh shit,
and then they disappeared. But like, it was a strange disappearance. It was like you have this wider bulb lens thing, and then it just kind of. It's hard to describe in words, but basically, like, imagine having a floating light with the edges are feathered, and then the light just dims smaller and smaller and smaller and then disappears, but very quickly, within like 30 seconds. It wasn't just like a quick flash. You can watch them go away, and then they were all at different levels of going away. It wasn't like all of them disappeared at the same time. It was like
when we drove down that street, and you told me to look up into the sky because we're looking at the. I was looking at my other. I actually had a camera in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had my point and shoot camera in my hand, ready. Like I was looking at photos that I already took, and I looked up, and then Carolyn told me to look up, and we saw those orbs up there. Like, we had time to go and take a photo and walk out and be like, what's going on? This is crazy.
I mean, we definitely saw them for a good minute and a half at least. Might have been 2 minutes, but that's pushing it. I know for sure it was like a minute and a half of definite looking at it.
So I would say that's probably the most legitimate I can say if I've experienced. But it wasn't on a shoot. But everything I experienced on a shoot is probably paranormal in some way because it's all strange.
Yeah,
unexplainable.
It's unexplainable working in our industries. Anything can happen.
Yeah. And that's that. That is that. This is the last week. It's a good week.
What do you mean the last week?
This is the last
Are you week. One of those people that really thinks the world's going to end on Friday?
The world's not going to end that easy.
No, because we already discussed that.
We already discussed that
in the last episode. If those of you that are curious, we had another question in a previous episode with Troy Jeffrey Allen. The question was, how long will the human race survive? So if you're interested in learning about that and our thoughts on that, go back one episode and check that out. That was a pretty awesome interview with Troy as well. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people are really freaked out about this Trump presidency. And I have to say, me personally, I'm not like, yeah, you know, there's stuff about him that's strange or whatever, but like, I'm not at that point where I'm like, oh my god, the world's gonna end, we're gonna go to World War III and like Russia and all this stuff. I'm not at that level. I'm just not at that level of thinking like that. And I feel like, you know, even if you're disappointed about the election, you have the right to be disappointed. But also, maybe like,
you know whose back I really do have?
Maybe like do something about it and be positive in someone's life.
I feel bad right now for Ben Affleck.
Why? He has it all.
Does he? I feel like he busts his ass and he's never going to get his due at this point.
Maybe he has to be better. Maybe he has to be at a higher level.
Something happened or like now like it's all discredited. But I feel like he's still trying to put out some good work out there.
I mean, he definitely does have some good stuff. And also, he has to prove himself with Batman. How big is that? So you said he's directing Batman and, of course, starring in it. So,
but now, like,
and writing it as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's heavy. That's a lot of weight on his shoulders.
I mean, when I was watching Live by Night, that to me was like, okay, what can you do now? Because I was expecting like, okay, this is sort of what a Batman movie might possibly like, the tone and action stuff like that. You know, I was like, I was excited, you know. But then you gave me the reports that it's gonna fail, and like. That like it wasn't pulling as much money as it should. I'm just like, okay, then that's a bad sign already for everybody.
It's kind of crazy how Hollywood works. Like that opening weekend, you know, if you want to, just for everyone out there, like opening weekend matters so much. And if you want to support a film, you can't be lazy about it. You have to go out and really see it like that weekend, because otherwise, like, it just gets trashed, you know.
And I'm like, I wasn't really expecting. It's like January, you know what I mean? I mean, Cloverfield came out in January. You know, but like at the end of the day, I was like, I wasn't really expecting like millions of people to show up to see this movie. That's why you put movies in January.
Yeah, but it's just very unfortunate, because I know how hard people work in that industry, in the film industry, and you know, it's sad that people make determinations about like the outcome of your film that you've been working on for a couple years or more, and it's. Like the decision's just as easy as a tweet or a sentence, or like, you know, it's just like they just write people off so easily. And there's a lot of good films out there. Like, yeah, it might not be some crazy level that's breaking world records, but you know, there's some good films out there. Not everything is horrible, and that industry is rough. It's like, if you're not breaking records,
it's not good.
If you're not doing something absolutely fantastic, blowing everyone's mind out of their brain, you know, like, I don't even know, how do you blow your mind out of your brain?
I don't know, man. That's a new one.
if it's not blowing your mind out of your brain, then
I didn't know that they were two different things.
Well, your mind is maybe like the energy and the brain's just holding it.
You're blowing your mind out of your brain. That's how insane it is. Dude, you know how crazy this is? This blew my mind out of my brain.
Yes. I just made that up. I'm going to use that for a comic strip or something. Speaking of comic strip, since it's the end of the show, we're going to give our plugs. And my website is carolynbilewski.com. And I have a comic strip called Curls. It's called Curls. And the website for that is curls-studio.com/curls. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram and all that good jazz. You can just search my name. My handle is @CarolynBilewski. Joe, what do you got?
Well. Just so you guys know, this show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at strayproductions.com. You can also check out my work, joecarabello.com, goastray.tumblr.com. You can find me on Instagram, Astray J, also Joe Carbeo _photography. Same thing, Astray J on the Twitter. That's right. CarolynJoeShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, keep on bringing those questions in. We're going to answer them. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to answer them. I'm enjoying this run so far. It's only been two, but I'm enjoying what we can do with it. I'm enjoying it. I am having a blast.
So send in your big questions. You can comment online, comment on the show, or on any of our social medias, and we'll get to that. We do have a Carolyn and Joe Show Instagram. It's Carolyn and Joe Show.
That's right. And my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Let them know, Carolyn.
You're bona fide.
Be excellent, baby.